Rebel Force Radio presents...
Excuse me, sir. Might I inquire what's going on?
This is RFR Q&A.
Hey, Star Wars fans. Jimmy back here with you, and welcome back to another edition of RFR Q&A. The Q&A is back for another week of RFR VIP goodness. And we got an RFR VIP here with us by the name of Jeff Holland. Jeff!
Cha-cha!
Cha-cha, Jeff. That's it. I like having you on the Q&A because you and me have actually met. We've actually hung out together now.
Yeah, at ICCCCCCon.
Yes. Yes, the convention of one eye and never-ending C's. Following it. But that was a lot of fun, and it was really great to meet you.
It's really good to finally meet you and Jason and who else? Two of the freaks, Kevin Lyle, fellow RFRers, Suds.
Suds was
Who else? I've met Eric from Phoenix.
Yeah. Wow. What a roster.
I met Mrs. The Phoenix.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
Andrea Phoenix. Andrea from Phoenix, I should say. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good time.
That was, and it had a really great small con appeal that sort of appealed to me as an old school fan who went to the conventions before they became these big corporate monoliths that they are now. And so I appreciate that. I appreciate Michael Havens and everyone out in Nashville for making that convention really special, fun, and different, you know. It was just a different kind of convention. So, I mean, you know, the band on Saturday night, there was just so many different cool little elements to the entire weekend that made it a lot of fun. I really like staying in the same hotel as the actual convention. I enjoyed that.
I spent way too much money.
Oh, of course you did.
Hold on. Let me make sure my wife's not.
Yeah, close that door. Close
She's
that door.
The kids asleep.
You know, if you have to speak in hushed tones, we understand.
I spent way too much money at ICCC.
Yeah, it's tough. I've been collecting so long, I've already outdone my budget. So anything I don't spend money on is a win for me. That's how I look at it at this point. Yeah, it's too late. It's too late for me, my son. But what was the big purchase of the convention for you?
Let's see. I bought one of those lightsabers.
Oh,
they sold.
Oh.
And it's here it is. It's really top notch.
Yeah, that looks great. It makes sound. Does it? Oh, it lights up green bladed saber. Is this the one that
it can change colors?
Oh, it can change colors. Wow. Look at this technology, kids.
They did a good job.
They did a great job. Wow, you just kind of faded away there. Okay.
Hang on. Yeah, you got
purple,
all these different colors.
Orange. Is white, that the red hilt that is supposed to result? Oh, it's the black hilt, the exclusive
Mandalorian.
Hilt. Oh, that's the Mandalorian. Can you brawl with that thing?
Yeah, this is the...
It's sturdy, huh?
Yeah, it's... Let me put that away.
I got the one at Galaxy's Edge. I'm afraid to brawl with it. That one looks like a really good one. And that was an exclusive item available only at that convention. So you snagged one of those. Well, very cool.
Got a bunch of pictures and autographs from all the Clone Wars people. They were great.
Always are.
Yeah, like you've said on the past...
Yeah.
Several shows since then.
Yeah.
Ashley, Matt, and Jat make you feel like one of the gang and chit chat with you. And
yeah, they're really down to earth. Really down to earth people, and they've always impressed.